you will do the tough things first every day, you will increase your productivity by 20%.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness.
If we're going to be successful, we have to take control of our own prosperity.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
Education unlocks the door. It's experience that will help you succeed.
People said, well, don't sweat the small things. Well, I guarantee if you don't sweat the small things, the big things are going to become a mess.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO.
I'm Rob Artigo, former Bay Area radio personality and your host for this edition of the Tough Things First podcast with Ray Zinn, the longest serving CEO in Silicon Valley. Hi, Ray.
Hey, good morning, Rob.
We have talked at length on this show about your management style, walking around, getting to know employees, and you've written about it in your book, The Essential Leader. So I want to unpack that a little bit, though, and talk in more detail about self-awareness, which you have, and also empathy, which you also have an abundance of, and incorporating that with your interpersonal skills to be an effective leader. Are these essential attributes? I mean, to coin a phrase from the book, you know, are these essential attributes that you're looking for in leaders that you hire, as well as what you expect of yourself?
Absolutely. You know, my thought goes to what constitutes a good father or a good mother. It starts out as when I've heard eulogies given about a person who's passed away. The thing I hear about them, they were a good person. And I've never heard a eulogy for someone who has passed that wasn't considered their goodness, as you would. When I hear somebody say, well, that person has been a good father or is a good father or mother or whoever, it's because of their goodness. The constitution of a good leader is their goodness, G-O-O-D-N-E-S-S, goodness. Okay, so do we need to define what is goodness?
I think you did right there. What is goodness? It is, to me, a peaceful presentation of yourself, to show your empathy and really your ability to communicate. And I think that's where you get the reputation for goodness.
In a word, it's caring. You know, a good person is a caring person. They care, meaning they honestly and realistically care for others. They put themselves subservient to others. A good father, a good mother, a good husband, good wife, good employee, good leader, that they all start with good, G-O-O-D, good. Good means you're respectful, you're honest, you have high integrity, you show dignity and respect for others, and you're willing to put yourself at risk doing whatever it takes. You know, a good father, a good mother, they look out for their children. You know, good brothers and good sisters look out for each other. Good husband and good wives look out for each other. Good leaders look out for their employees. They put themselves at risk over their employees, for their employees, I should say.
Yeah, so, well, and in the workplace with, you know, Micrel is a computer chip company, and you had design teams, you had people that were in creative environments. And I'm wondering if, you know, this approach as a good leader helps build stronger teams.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what you want, is you want them to know that you care, that you show respect, and in all respects, you show respect for others, whether it be your customers, whether it be your vendors, whether it be your employees. That respect has to be number one. And what is respect? It's a caring attitude.
And everyone knows that workplace conflicts do spring up. I mean, even in the best work environments, you're going to have some conflicts, and they can be creative conflicts, or they can just be, you know, personal conflicts. I mean, you just don't like somebody. But I wonder if empathy and interpersonal skills make a difference in resolving these issues.
Sure, we just talked about that. I mean, that's to be empathetic means you are caring. To be conflict resoluting, that means you're caring. You don't condescend. You don't use foul language. You don't use words or definitions of people that are negative or disheartening to those that you're addressing. They feel your love, and that's the key, is feeling that love and that respect is what's key. And so if we can, you know, highlight the key, the most important principle or factor being a loving, caring person, it is to show respect for all individuals.
Our listeners can join the conversation at toughthingsfirst.com. Questions and comments are always welcome there. Follow Ray on Twitter or X, depending on how you want to reference it, Facebook and LinkedIn. And of course, you can also check out Ray's books, and we invite you to. Tough Things First is the first one. As you know, there is the Zen of Zin series, which is 1, 2, and 3. And on sale now, The Essential Leader. Pick up the books. Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Rob.
You've been listening to the Tough Things First podcast. Proud to introduce Ray Zinn's new book, The Essential Leader, 10 Skills, Attributes, and Fundamentals That Make Up The Essential Leader. Available in paperback and digital formats at retailers everywhere. And don't forget Ray's other books, Tough Things First and the Zen of Zin series. Join us again for another edition of the Tough Things First podcast.